USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The ceasefire in the Middle East has concluded, reigniting the conflict between Israel and Hamas after a seven-day pause that facilitated the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Initially, over 240 people were held hostage, with more than 136 still in captivity. The IDF reports that six hostages have been killed, but their bodies have not been released. Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas' Shati battalion in an airstrike by a fighter jet on Sunday. According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haitham Kawari, the commander of Hamas' Shati battalion. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by absolute presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6, 2021 riot. I'm John Schaefer.
Police are cautioning Christmas shoppers this season about an ongoing gift card scam referred to as card draining.
Card draining. That's where thieves remove a gift card from the store shelves, gather its information, and then return it to the rack. Subsequently, when unsuspecting buyers purchase the compromised gift card, the thieves exploit the stolen card number and PIN codes to deplete its value. Authorities advise consumers to ensure the card is sealed and shows no signs of tampering. Make sure you keep your receipts, and in case of fraud, contact the company and take a picture of the card with its serial number and codes for reporting purposes.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Top military officials and experts are meeting at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California to talk about ways to combat global threats. Members of the Armed Services Committee are debating the $886 billion defense budget. Most of the Joint Chiefs are there, along with the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General C.Q. Brown, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. And you can live stream the Reagan National Defense Forum online at their website or hashtag RND2023. New York Congressman George Santo has been removed from office. Laura Winters has the details.
To Capitol Hill now, if you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues in a 311-114 vote.
A former gang member and FBI informant currently incarcerated was charged with attempted murder for stabbing ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times at a federal prison in Arizona. John Terskak, serving a 30-year sentence for crimes related to the Mexican Mafia gang, admitted to planning the attack for about a month due to Chauvin's high-profile status as a convicted murderer of George Floyd. Terskak expressed the intention to kill Chauvin had correctional officers not intervened promptly. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.